Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, so
San Diego.
Are you San Diego? Are you sure?
San Diego.
San Diego? Are you sure?
San Diego.
I don't know. Is it San Diego? It's like, what kind of hell is that? Pride run? You know? what can you do? That's what I said. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years experience, 40 different classifications, member of the BBB, and testimonies from people just like you. See, I mixed it up. I didn't do it in the normal order. Why? Because I can. And by the way, I never read this line. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from the Tower of Trouble. I don't have a sound effect for that. I need one. I need a sound effect.
Are they trying to say that we're a princess?
No. No.
Tower of Trouble. Most maidens are in the tower.
I was thinking more Hobbit kind of thingy.
I guess.
Okay. New roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. It doesn't matter. Even if you're doing you want to do a new shape, if you want to do some remodeling, it doesn't matter. That's what they do. They take care of business like that. But what I like, no cookie cutter, no this, that. Every project is unique in and of itself. That's the key. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com to get information on the website. Well, information on the website is really good, but there's nothing better than making the call and talking to them. I mean, that's just the truth. 760-743-8803 for Excalibur Roofing and our good friend, Eric. Okay. Well, there's a couple things to cover, and I don't know how deep I want to go or how deep I don't want to go. I'm saving the best stories for last, which I always, always do that. We've got Russell Shubin's going to be on the show in just a little bit, and he's going to come talk to us about Christian Outlook. And man, if there's one thing we need, it's some perspective with the Christian Outlook with all the stuff that's going on. Here is something I do want to say, and I'm trying not to be angry. Okay, I don't want to be, dogs, what is it? Dogs get mad, people get angry, something like that. I don't know. Somebody in the Kennedy family said something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is the Obama administration refuses to acknowledge there's any problems with the healthcare rollout. See, I have a problem with this. I don't mind if they say, hey, we're having problems. We're trying to work it out. But they're denying there's any problems. Now, what would constitute a person or a group of people saying in absolute denial there's no problems? What would constitute that? Would it be a genuine heart, servant leadership attitude? No. Would it be genuine, real humility that would have people say there's no problems, there's no problems, there's nothing but problems? No. It's pride. And it's not the good pride as in the confidence of people. It's the bad pride as in I'm as good as anybody else and I haven't done anything wrong and it doesn't matter what anybody says it does. It's like, come on. Are you kidding me? This is bad leadership. If President Obama is really looking to be the leader that God intends every leader to be, I would introduce one word into their vocabulary. Humility. I mean, if it's not working, say it's not working. I told you folks just 2 days ago, the estimate on the websites, the 50 to 100 websites, was $50 to $100 million. That's like $1 million a website. A new estimate came out today that the websites have run the administration $400 million. $400 million. I mean, you're talking about $4 million a website, of which none of them are capturing the database properly. It's like, what? You just can't believe it. And then this came out, and I need help. Man, I need prayer for this. It turns out that the company that they're using is using a decade-old technology, and they're anticipating that there's going to be nothing but constant fixes for the next, get this, 6 months. That just does not instill confidence in me. Just not confident. I'm unconfident. What is it? Lacking confidence? What is it if you're not confident? Robo producer, what do we got when it's not confident? Is it unconfident? Is it ill-confident? It's something not confident. It's something along those lines. I'm just not happy about that. It's not a pleasing thing. So it's one of those things that really irritates me. Do you know what the expression is when you're not confident? What is that? Is it non-confident, lack of confident, unconfident, ill-confident?
Confidently challenged.
Ooh, I stand corrected. It's confident.
That's what I would say. But no, from what you were talking about, the answer is unconfident.
I don't think that's a word.
I believe it is.
Is it really a word?
Best person on it. I'll look it up.
Okay. Hey, that's a great new line. I'll look it up. No, he's going to actually look it up. He's actually at his computer right now looking it up. That's funny. I do want to point out something that I thought was amazing, and this is our
This just in from our news desk?
Yeah.
The answer is unconfident.
Really? It is unconfident. Wow. I'm unconfident for the government right now. I want to be confident. Don't you want to be confident?
I've been wanting to be confident for the last 4.5, 5 years, and I try to give them another chance, but then they just keep continuing to screw up.
Hey, you want to hear some fun story though? I could kind of switch it right here.
Let's do it.
From Climate Depot, not Home Depot. Climate Depot.
You don't know what Climate?
Yeah, it's a real website. Climate Depot. It's not like Home Depot, or it's not like any of the other depots, but it's Climate Depot. It's where they continually review all the data for climate material.
No doubt headed by Al Gore.
In fact, the opposite. This is the ones that just post the actual numbers. They don't even care about us. So here's what came out. Here's what I'd say. Al Gore, he's in trouble. Okay, here we go. This year, 2013, ready? Here's four statistics you will not hear in the news. Ready? Number one, tornadoes. Lowest total tornado count in several decades this year. Number two, number of wildfires. On pace to be the lowest it's been in 10 years. Extreme heat. The number of 100-degree days may turn out to be the lowest in about 100 years.
Even in San Diego, we generally get mild weather. It's been very mild this year.
This is hurricanes. We're currently in the longest period, 8 years, since the Civil War era without a major hurricane striking the U.S. Category 3, 4, 5. Last major one was Wilma in 2005. Here's the bottom line. Every possible numerical statistic is going no matter how many times you say 2 + 2 = 5, if you have two apples and you add two more apples, it's four apples.
I thought that equaled apple pie.
There are four lights. That's what you got to remember.
Oh, now I got to find it.
Yeah, you got to find it, because here's the bottom line. You can shout from the rooftop, it's this, it's this, and this, and this, and when the math comes in, whoops, it ain't that way. So here's the thing to remember about stuff like that. Don't take everything you hear on this show or any show from any preacher anywhere. Just because they have the title preacher doesn't make the message God ordained. You need to verify. You need to look it up. We need to be like Bereans. We need to be studying it. Just because one minister says this isn't true anymore and another minister says this is true, that doesn't mean either one of them are right. What it means is that we need to pursue it and find out from God ourselves. Don't stay current with the news. Stay current with Jesus. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I've got a very interesting DDD that will really be quite fascinating. Before we do that, though, we're going to have, I hope, our good friend Russell Schubin on. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, and then if Russell's on the phone, we'll take it from there. Thank you very much. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Corporate Salem going to tell us the truth. We need somebody to help us.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Some wife is going to be disappointed.
Huh?
See that guy at the checkout buying flowers? He's probably buying them for his wife, right?
Right.
Right. Well, the flowers here are so cheap. Like, half the petals are already brown.
Oh, right. That guy is...
You know what? When was the last time you bought me flowers? Yeah, well, I guess grocery store flowers are better than no flowers, right?
Right.
Right.
If it seems like the romance in your marriage is wilting, why not do something truly memorable for your spouse? Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll have time to talk and reconnect, learn how to communicate better, and understand each other. Discover how to make the romance in your marriage bloom again at familylife.com/radio. That's familylife.com/radio.
Right.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death, but you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you know you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, or don't go to Facebook, don't type in the David Spoon Experience, and don't like it. That's called freedom. You get to choose. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because my handle. Before we go anywhere, I just want to say, weather report, great. Traffic report, great. Okay, hit it. Go. Hit it. Go. Hit it. Go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's breaking news right here on the David Spoon Experience. We have Russell Schubin with us from the Christian Outlook. Russell, are you there with us?
I sure am. Great to be with you again.
Great to have you. Now we're coming up with theme music for you. Did you like that? It was that beginning part. There you go.
Very nice.
We're working on it, Russell. We're working on it. All right. So talk to me. Christian Outlook, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, on KPRZ Saturdays from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., the best of everything that took place in Salem history for this last week. That's what it is. They're pulling everything together. What do you got for us in Christian Outlook coming up this weekend?
Well, I'll rephrase that. The stuff that's of interest to every Christian that you should be concerned about for this week and the weeks to come. We got some great stuff this week again. Great to be with you again, David. I would imagine that that you have sensed from your listeners and maybe even had it yourself a sense of maybe disgust or discouragement with the government and the government shutdown, the debt ceiling, the infighting in Washington and the inability to get anything done. And I bet you some people are tempted to maybe turn off, tune out, and say Washington's got nothing, you know, there's nothing good that's coming out of Washington, so I don't care anymore. But we have two stories that argue against that, and it's really the fine print of what's in Obamacare. First aspect to look at is that we were told that there would be no abortions that would be funded as a result of Obamacare, that there would not be federal dollars that would contribute to the loss of innocent human life from Obamacare. And research and a column by Christopher Smith shows that there actually is abortion coverage under Obamacare, especially, and in particular, they're looking at those who select the premium coverage as they sign up. And it's estimated that it will contribute to between 71,000 and 111,000 abortions every year. That is our tax dollars going to end innocent human life. And so just a striking illustration of why we really do need to care about what's happening in Washington, D.C.
It's one of those things where, you know, as a Christian, there's like two or three elements that are going on. I'm talking totally like normal, you know, Christian brother kind of mentality. You know it's a mess. At no point when they presented Obamacare and said abortions were not included, at zero point did I believe them. I had zero belief that that was going to be the case. And then it just yep. It seems to prove itself out time and time and time and time again that there's a way to fudge the numbers to make it look like it's going over here and it's going over there, but it's not a true, transparent, or a humble administration, and I anticipate none of it to be true. Even what they're telling you now, there's none of it that I can find that's true. It is a matter where some people don't care. I think that they get fed up and they're done. But there's this other part where you're thinking, what can I do? And it's a good question to ask. What can I do? Because I know there's futility in some of it. How do you approach that? I mean, is there a way to approach that? Is it a matter, Russell, of getting and saying, you know what? It doesn't matter. At a minimum, we could be praying. Right?
You could be praying, but we're not called for cultural engagement. We're not called to be salt and light only when things are breaking in our favor and only when we're winning races, winning issues, and winning political contests. We're called to be salt and light without regard to how our team, so to speak, is doing. And so we're called to engage and we're called to fight the good fight no matter what. That is, democracy is a set of choices, so each election cycle we have choices to make up and down the ballot, and 98% of the time it's either going to be choice A or choice B, one of two candidates, no matter in almost any race, that's going to win. And we could say it's a lesser of two evils. It might sometimes be the lesser of two evils, but Obamacare is a striking example of how elections matter. You remember how close the fight was. Not a single Republican vote for the whole piece. That's what's made it made it so nasty in D.C. now, because there was not a bit of bipartisanship. But if the composition of the House and the Senate would have been just marginally different at the time, we know today that we would not have Obamacare. We would not be fighting this fight. So elections matter.
Yeah, and the consequences of decisions, even a non-decision, there's still consequences in a non-decision, because a non-decision is a decision. And any decision that's not helping advance the kingdom of God, we talked about this the other day on the show, any decision that's not helping advance the kingdom and the principles of God is not helping the kingdom of God. I mean, it's just that's what it is. It's like, well, you're not helping the kingdom of God. That means there's some other kingdom that's getting helped, and it's not God's.
Absolutely. But with regards to democracy, you have two choices, and there's frequently, and I bet you there's congressional districts right down there in San Diego County where there's not a good choice, but you're not called to make the perfect choice. You're called to make the best choice from the options that have been presented to you by the system that God in His will has put us in this time, in this season, in this era of the history of our great country. So you do need to make a choice, and not to decide is to have made a decision, and the decision usually would probably benefit the worst of the two candidates each election cycle.
Gotcha. Yeah, and in that, I just want to say the lesser of two evils is still a lesser evil. So, I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter what anybody says, it's still lesser. I mean, that's not more. All right. So that's the first principle. What's the next topic you guys are going to be covering in Christian Outlook?
It's another one also on abortion, but it shows you what in California, what single party governance can give. As you know, the state Senate, the state assembly, and the governor's mansion are all inhabited by one party today. And the Democratic Party in Sacramento is pretty much untethered with what they can pass. And Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law AB 154, and that means that at the start of 2014, January 1, 2014, that non-physicians will be allowed to provide abortions in our state. That means that you remember the nightmare that was the clinic in Philadelphia and the horror of Gosnell and what happened at his clinic. That means that we are not raising the standard and making it more difficult and making it more safe, even though we're against all abortions everywhere. We are actually reducing the standards, and we will have more facilities that are substandard and cheaper, and what will contribute to more abortions under less supervision and more loss of innocent human life in the state of California.
Yeah,
AB 154.
Yeah, no, we do, and that's something, man. In this state, we really do need to be praying, because there is no way in the world. There is just no way that at some point God does not say, "Okay, it's time to pony up for what you guys are doing." I mean, that's just going to happen. I mean, it doesn't matter. Anybody can say whatever they want about this, that, whatever. At some point, God goes, time to pony up. And this land has gotten plenty of pollution and plenty of bloodshed, especially the state of California. What about some of the other subjects? Because I know you got some other things you're rolling on as well.
Well, we're looking at we take a look at the state of the freedom of our chaplains in the military after the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. There's a lot of attention on how much, what degree of religious freedom will our chaplains have in the military today? Will they be able to freely preach and proclaim the gospel? Will they be able to be faithful to their personal conviction about the nature of marriage, that is, the ability to say no to perform a same-sex union, or the ability to say yes to the traditional marriage that they want to perform. And the Southern Baptists put forward a statement to clarify for those chaplains that are associated with their denomination. They put forward a statement to clarify how they expect their chaplains to behave. And so we hear from Doug Carver from the Southern Baptists, who's the senior chaplain, and he's a retired military chaplain himself. And it's going to be an interesting period, because do our men and women, we're putting them at risk, and they are putting their lives on the line for our freedoms. And what's the chief freedom? What's the number one freedom? Is religious freedom. And we're seeing some significant limitations put on them right within the military. So it's an interesting period.
Wow, great job in communicating. I like that Christian Outlook putting the material together. together, giving the Christian perspective on events that are affecting us from a nationalistic and an individualistic point of view, and helping us understand where there's opportunity for us to participate, and also understand where there's elements where the enemy is working. It's a great ministry that you guys do there, and I just want to make sure everybody understands Christian Outlook is on KPRZ Saturdays, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. every Saturday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. every Saturday. Plus, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com, and they can get everything right on the website, right, as well. There's everything there together, correct?
Absolutely. We have a website up, and that will be improved shortly. It's great to be with you, and all your listeners have a good weekend, and grab a cup of coffee early, turn on the Christian Outlook, and catch up.
Excellent job, Russell. Excellent job again. I really appreciate you taking the time. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. That was Russell Shubin with Christian Outlook. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I got a DDD. Oh, wow. That has to do with going to sleep in peace or fear. You don't want to miss it.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The David Spoon Experience is brought to you by the green solution to your gopher and rat problem, barnowlboxes.com, 760-445-2023. First Presbyterian Church of San Diego invites you to listen each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to First Presbyterian Jazz Worship Hour. Led by a group of talented jazz musicians and Pastor Jerry Andrews, this worship delivers an inspiring biblical message. This unique service will uplift your spirit and feed your soul. So listen this Sunday to First Presbyterian's Jazz Worship Hour at 11 a.m. If you'd like to attend First Presbyterian, service times are online at fpcsd.org.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of LifeOfValor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Mattesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at LifeOfValor.com or visit us on Facebook.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Santa Monica Boulevard, we love it. 16.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. No doubt about it, who's on the boards and controlling the boards today? I say it's robo-producer, thinking nothing but thoughts of blue. What is it? What do they call the colors?
Dodger blue.
Dodger blue. Okay, well, we wish the best for you. The Tigers lost. But in true fashion, I will say, not to destroy our good friend Robo Paul, But I did get to watch the Red Wings go into Colorado and say, you guys play hockey here?
Like, I still think you're going to see a Detroit-Los Angeles World Series.
I hope so. That'd be fun. All right, so I've done enough. I mean, you can start to do the news, and I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, because in this position, you know, I study for scripture, I do the devotionals, and then we interview people like Richard, from Medcare, and that's totally cool. And then you talk to somebody like Russell Schumann, he tell you what's going on and kind of that political front that's going on. Then you do a couple other stories. And at some point, besides the fun that we have, at some point, you just need spiritual something. And the reason is because if you have 2 hours – now, not everybody, and I will say this, but if I do 2 hours of news, if I do it, not if anybody else do it, I have such a sarcastic-y – it's more of the Yiddish way I was brought up to look at it and go, what? What, are you crazy? I mean, it's more like that. And so that's what I do. And so you do that for 2 hours. Even I don't want to visit my grandparents at that point. So it's like every once in a while I got to go, okay, stop. And let's get some spiritual stuff that's going in here. And I've got a kind of a weird DDD that I think you maybe it's a little political in its undertones, but in its personal application, I'm hoping it'll be a blessing for you. That's kind of what I'm hoping. Now, what do I got? I got from now till Sunday at 5, right? I'm doing just the straight-on marathon, right? You're just staying with me, right? Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking.
And okay? You have 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. So here's what we got. See? And people, what's silly? We don't do silly.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Silly? What's silly about that?
You turned me into a newt.
Oh, that's... All right, Leviticus chapter 26. I finished Leviticus, by the way, today. You want to see something that's spiritual, read Leviticus in the New American Standard Version. you want to be spiritual, read it in the NASB. So I haven't done that in, like 15 years out of the NASB. I've done it a bunch of other times, but I haven't done it in the NASB in a long time. Because the NASB, New American Standard, very wooden, very like, you know, so one of the most literal, I mean, Young's literal translation is probably the second most literal translation. New American Standard Version, that's probably the third. I mean, it's just like right there. And it's like, yikes. Okay, you make that a sound effect. I'm not going to be happy. So here we go. Leviticus 26, 3 through 6a. And here's what I want you to hear. Listen, I know it's good. It's got three verses, but you can sit there and listen to three verses. You're stuck in traffic. What do you care? Here we go. Listen to what it says. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out, then I shall give you rains in their season, so that the land will yield its produce, and the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Indeed, your threshing will last for you until grape gathering, and grape gathering will last until sowing time, and you will thus eat your food to the full and live securely in the land. I shall also grant peace in the land, so that you may lie down with no one making you tremble. Here is an interesting portion in Leviticus. This is speaking nationalistically, okay? One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that the Old Testament is much more national-oriented, while the New Testament is much more individual-oriented. And if you've not yet surmised how that works, then consider this. In the Old Covenant, Moses gives the commandments to the nation of Israel. In the New Covenant, Jesus gives us commandments to the individual and thereby sealing it, saying, the kingdom of God is within you. So there's a big difference when you're looking at old and new. But what you get to find out is it's quite fluid between the two. It's not just exclusive to either one of them. So in this passage, while a nationalistic communication here in Leviticus, it is great personal application. Here's what he says, quite frankly, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments. You know what that's saying? If you want to put it in that simple nutshell, if the people obey If they listen to what I'm saying, if they do what I say, now from a summation point of view, it's love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you master those two and you're doing those perfectly, call me on the phone at the station and I'll give you a third. But when you've mastered those so that not one of those two commandments has a molecule of flaw, when you master those two, call me up. Let me know. Okay, so these are the ones we're working on. And if the people will obey, listen to what God says in verse 6, I shall grant peace in the land. Now, here's something I want to say. There does not seem to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, Robo Producer, there does not seem to be a lot of peace in the land. I mean, is that right? I mean, it seems like
you look at places abroad, there's definitely not peace in the land. Then you would think, okay, well, here at home in the United States of America should definitely be, you know, much better. If anything, you see it, you know, becoming more like other places than unraveling. It's scary.
It is kind of unraveling in its own little way. And if you look at it, I mean, people are like, you know, well, let's talk about the state of the union. What union? What, are you lost your mind? Have you seen what just happened? The government shut down because the two parties couldn't get together. Let me say this. I don't care which one's right or wrong. You can't tell me that's united.
It's just like when people say, whoa, Obama's the Antichrist. But that would require him to be a unifier.
Yeah. I mean, he's the worst Antichrist ever. He's just the worst. Not even close. He's just the worst ever.
I don't even think he could unify peanut butter and jelly, David.
That is funny. That. Now, see, that's why you're the producer that you are. That one right there.
He couldn't unify peanut butter and jelly. That's so funny. He couldn't unify chocolate and peanut butter. He couldn't.
He just keep following us. Like, wow, is that funny? He couldn't unify Jack and Jill, and they were related. Okay, anyway, so let's get going back. So you look at the nation, right? And it's not a lot of peace in that general sense. You see, there's a much more turmoil. It's much more like a divided nation. And truly, the people that have wrote historically about America, they had it right. The only thing that's going to bring America down, it's not a military fight. It's going to crash from within.
Well, what's scary is, you'd say, like, even with the whole debt ceiling thing, there's two different points of view. It's more than just two different points of view when you have at least one side calling the other side pure evil. I mean, what's up with that? We're supposed to be together in this, right?
Well, there's no one-mindedness, and I'll tell you what there's not, and this is the thing that irritates me, and everybody at the station here, even people get mad at me at the station, and I don't care. I mean, to me, you know how I am. It's like, listen, if I don't care what my dog thinks, you've got to be kidding me, right? So I'm not right and I'm not left. I'm top center. I will always be top center. I believe the kingdom of God is first. I get more irritated at Christian leaders who create division than anything, because that's the one place we're supposed to be united. And especially if they're promoting a book, that I don't like at all. Anyway, so here we have in Leviticus 26, 3-6, it says, one, you keep my commandments, obey them. There'll be peace in the land, which you're starting to think the nation's not obeying the commandments, there's not peace in the land. But listen to this portion, and this is what's scary. So that you may lie down with no one making you tremble. Do you know what that means? You know what that's saying, what it means in the Hebrew and what it means in English? Is that there will be no going to sleep in fear. There's no going to sleep in fear. Now watch, listen. Sometimes when you go to bed, isn't just the junk of the world and even the stress of the nation, and then you go to bed and you're like, bleh. You know, it's like you almost like you're not laying down. I lay me down in peace and sleep. It's like none of that. You're not sleeping that way. You go to bed and there's a trembling. You don't know what's coming next. In fact, you're wondering if when you wake up, it's going to be World War III and it happened in the middle of that. You don't have any idea what's going on. There's such a level of turmoil. Here's the important part. It's true nationalistically and it's true individualistically. It's true from a nation that if people in America would obey God, there would be peace in the land and people would go to sleep and they would be fine. And there wouldn't be a need for 25 million people to be on Ambien and for another 25 million to drink themselves in and for another 25 million to stay up so late that they become zombies while they're watching TV. And there's another 25 million to take any kind of other drugs, whatever the case may be. I mean, there wouldn't be any need for that. But there's such insomnia in the land because there's such a lack of peace. Well, guess what? That application is true for us individually. Ooh, uh-oh. Don't go there, Dave. Don't go there. Okay. If we listen to what the Lord tells us and obey his commands, we'll have peace in our own life and we'll be able to go to sleep without fear, knowing that we've done all that we were supposed to do that he set before us. We'll be able to put our head on that pillow and rest. And you know who the best example of that is in all of the universe? Jesus, in the middle of a storm where everybody else thinks they're drowning, Jesus is napping. Oh, what do you mean? Remember, he was in the boat and they thought the boat was going to be swamped over and they had to wake him up because he took a nap. He had such peace because of his relationship with the Father. He could sleep in the middle of a storm. Didn't matter. He was all good. That's what we need, man. We need to be all good so we can sleep on the boat even if the winds and the waves are howling. Isn't that great? That's a good one. Come on. All right, give it up. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Don't forget that. Four. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, can't tell you.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As a member of the military, your commitment to the nation is proven. Let National University prove its commitment to you. Visit succeed.nu.edu.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. That's what they named me, by the way. When I was born, they said they named me David. I don't know. I was there, but I don't remember. Thanks for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Hey, if you want to reach the show, which I've been getting a lot of emails lately, and I really, really appreciate the emails. They're really a blessing, really. You don't think a word or a couple of lines on an email can make a difference, but you'd be wrong, because a word well spoken, man, it's like gold, silver apples, gold apples. One of those, I can't remember right now. I know it's one of those, don't worry. So send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I got to stop saying, I got to come up with a substitute. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, then follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. There you go. That's my handle. Let's take a look right now as I turn my head and look outside the studios. Let's take a look at the weather. It's marvelous. I think it's marvelous. It's simply marvelous. It's just a marvel. I just think it's a marvelous. The weather is marvelous. What do you think?
I don't know. All I see is a building.
Okay. Well, because I have a different little angle. And then traffic, eh. It's Friday. It's almost 4. What do you think it's going to be?
The building's still not moving.
It is. It's just moving very slowly. Your eyes are faster than the building. We're going to do a couple of – well, we're going to try that different thing. So we're going to break earlier and then go longer. This is our new like little plan, right? It's our plan.
We're going to break earlier, go a little longer, and we're going to be kind of running into the next program.
Which is Tom Cantor in Friendship with God. Oh, see? So then I can kind of introduce his show. See? Then I can be like an introducer.
It'll be kind of cool.
It'll be kind of cool. So we haven't done that before, right? So this
no,
is like
time.
A new. So we're doing. We're always expanding the horizons here. We're always doing different kind of things. So here's the deal. So how do we do that? Because you'll have to explain. So we're gonna take.
So basically, what's gonna happen, David? Is this is not actually the last segment.
This is not
and
the last.
It's the last longer segment. So we'll break. We'll end up. You know. Taking another few commercials, and then you'll probably have about a minute to kind of wrap up, and we'll toss it off to Kevin Davis as he intros the Friendship with God program.
So do we toss it to Kevin or Tom?
Well, we can say that Tom is coming up next, but we'll actually
toss it to Kevin.
Tossing it to Kevin. Because Kevin's a cool guy.
Okay. You know, Kevin is a cool guy. I like Kevin. Two things I want to say. So how long do I have in this segment?
You, sir, have 90 seconds.
Oh, all right. Well, then let me not do this great. This is okay. We'll do this one. Reporter asks the Gravity director Alfonso Cuarón. Did you hear this? The reporter asked. Did you hear what he asked him? Here's the best story of the day. Ready? This is what a reporter, actual real reporter, asked the actual director of the movie Gravity. Ready? Ready? Here's the question.
Let's hear it.
Ready? What's it like to film in space? Sweet. Hold on. He actually asked that question. He asked Alfonso that question, and Alfonso started scratching his head and responded, well, we took cameras to the spacecraft, and we were in space for 3.5 months, and I got really dizzy while we were rehearsing it all. How would you like to be the guy and have the guy go, what's it like to... you know, when you were doing The Hobbit, what was it like to go back in time to Middle Earth? What was that like? You know, when you were doing Star Trek, what was that like to go forward 850 years? And how did that experience affect you? Did
how
it affect
fast does the Enterprise actually go?
I feel bad for the guy. Because, you know, he just had a moment, right? He had a moment where he's like, I was the filming in space. I don't know. We weren't in. It was dizzying.
We have an answer from Paul. What? The Starship Enterprise was actually going warp 8.2.
Okay. First of all, I want to know how in the Matrix, I want to know how they went in and outside with a payphone. Nobody's explaining that to me. I don't understand that. And I want the directors, those nutty guys, I want them to explain how they got a person through the
phone.
And
were they real payphones? And if they were, did they use real change?
They got them through the receivers. I want to know how they did that.
Because those great special effects.
All they have are those little holes.
Like small Alice in Wonderland mushrooms. I don't know.
There's no special effects. It was real. You see, that's what I'm saying. They actually went through those holes. That's it. Okay. I got nothing for you. All right. Let's take our break. We'll come back and then we'll do a 1 minute. Then we'll do a throw the show over. I don't even know what that is, but we'll figure it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Listen, when I come back, when you come back, I do have a story you haven't heard. It's awesome.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This one is 0.3 cents more expensive per ounce than that one. We got to get this one.
Oh, do you remember what Thursday night used to be? It used to be our date night.
Oh, yeah.
When did it become grocery night?
Well, we're together, aren't we?
Talking about 0.3 cents.
Well, it's actually 0.3 cents, babe. And if you amortize that over the course of the year, we're saving $2. Come on.
That is not a date.
Maybe you could use a real date night. Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll learn new ways to communicate, have plenty of time to talk about the things that really matter, and you'll spend Saturday evening on a romantic date instead of at the grocery store. Learn more at familylife.com/radio.
Oh, this is taking forever.
Okay, you take that half of the store, I'll take this half. Let's meet back in Frozen, okay?
I thought we were already there.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monta Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monta Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monta Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600564.
Football season is finally here, but that doesn't mean you need to bring the mud and dirt from the backyard inside to your carpets. Clean out the dust and dirt from the gridiron left behind with a deep clean for your carpet. Call Zero Res and get the clean your home deserves. After all, your carpets work hard 365 days a year. Think of Zero Res carpet cleaning as a much-needed off day for your carpet. You know of the benefits of alkaline water for your health. Now you can learn how Zero Res, with their patented system, uses powerful alkaline water to make your carpet, tile, and upholstery healthy. Too. You deserve a clean and healthy home and friendly professional staff. That's why everyone says use Zero Res. For the month of October, you can get 3 rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $129. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100 for the October special, or on the web at ZeroResSanDiego.com. And commercial customers get free quotes. That's 858-486-4100. Call Zero Res today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Welcome to our new format. We go a little bit extra now at the end of the show. Why? Why not? Right? Because people are demanding more time, more time.
Just got a call the other day that said, we want 3 extra minutes of David Spoon.
I know. 3 extra minutes. I had somebody else call and they said, we want 3 minutes for him to vacate the building. Anyway, let me tell you about this story. This is a great story. This is going to blow your mind. Now, understand when I tell you this story, there's a part of it you're not going to like, and then the other part of it you will like. So let's get through the part you're not going to like and overcome that and see the good part that's in the story. A man bet on his grandson. Now, we don't embrace or support gambling, but a man bet on his grandson when the grandson was 1 year old. He bet 50 British pounds or $80. $80. Listen to what he bet. That his grandson would be a professional soccer player. He bet it 15 years ago. You know what happened? 15 years later, at the end of the game, his grandson went on the field as a professional soccer player. The guy who bet $80, he made $200,000 off it. Pretty good bet, but that's not the thing. The thing that I want to point out is it's awesome when someone believes in you so much that they give of their very own essence of being to prove it. And I'll tell you what happened to me when I shared this story with somebody at the station who's kind of up and down, kind of working their way through the process of salvation. They turned to me and said, I wish somebody had believed in me that much. That was so powerful because it tells you, not the gambling part, the believing in the person part. That tells you that people need to know that you have confidence in them and that you love them. Here's a grandfather that was so confident and hopeful for his grandson that he bet on him. And it's like, look, like I said, we're not supporting gambling, but we are supporting any person that expresses that level of believing in another person. How cool is that? Incredible. Now, we're going to be turning it over to our good friend Kevin for After Spoons, and he's going to introduce Tom Cantor and Friendship with God. And you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, taking a 70-hour break. Then we're coming back, and we're doing it all again because we're crazy. We'll see you then. I have to celebrate you, baby.